Uh-huh. Liquor license?
A what?
A liquor license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license?
131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted.
It's a fucking drunk.
Liquor license?
Disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kid!
What's up? Ladies and gents, welcome back to the Liquor License. I believe it's my third episode. So many of you were clamoring for an episode because of how terrific it is. Like, any of you don't already listen to me on stupid Looking Good Radio, already wasted, or my dumb sports show, that you need another 25 minutes of me rambling on about drinking. Back on the booze, doggy. Lent was over, but I really cut down. Well, so I thought. I mean, if you listen to the them taking my pants off. Sorry, pretty sexy, right? Trying to get in the mood here. I just got out of work, and I don't feel like wearing my work pants. Yeah. Put on some basketball shorts. Good hot mess job. Okay, is this? Do this before the fucking air. All right, let me crack this. The big dog, 32-ouncer. You see the size of one of these? Like, you could throw this like a football. That's how big this beer is. It's ridiculous. But yeah, I like really cut down because now they got me on this cholesterol medication. If you haven't already heard, and I'm telling you, that's what's messing me up. Like, it doesn't say anything on the recommended dosage or, like, don't take it, you know, don't drink or anything like that. It doesn't say shit about it. So I guess it's okay. So, but I haven't been getting after it like I used to, because I wake up like the next morning and like I'm a zombie. It's not hungover. It's like I'm a pilled up like freak. So I might as well go to another doctor. Snake charmer. This guy fucking stinks. I tell this fucking doctor. Everyone's like, you gotta be honest with them. You gotta tell them, like, you know, all your symptoms. Because the first time I go in, and we just, like, sit in his office and chit-chat. So I'm like, okay, buddy, like, I got all this pressure on my chest. I don't feel well. I'm gonna be honest and, like, tell you, like, what is actually, like, going on and stuff. And I'm like, okay, so I can't breathe. My heart beats fast. I'm like, I think it's a respiratory infection. There's history of, like, this in my family. I go through, like, a whole, like, laundry list. And I'm like, listen, there's a history of alcoholism in my family. And he's like, well, okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Doesn't write anything down. Just, okay. He's like 70. And then I'm like, so, like, I gave up drinking for Lent and started again. Would that have something to do with it? He goes, I'm going to schedule you for an EKG. Doesn't say, you know, yes or no. Just for an EKG. Okay. So then I take the EKG and he never tells me the results. So I guess I'm not dead, technically, in his eyes. But I tell him again, like, so with me drinking, is that, like, affecting this? And he's just nodding his head. He's like, so you got any other thing? You got anything else going on? I'm like, no, fuck it. Fuck this guy. I got some recommendations for some new doctors I got to go to. And I'm sure, like, the amount of liquor I put in my body over the years isn't great, but it sure is fun sometimes. Now it's not, though. Now it's like, with how weird I feel, like, I want to have, like, a couple beers after work, not like a fifth vodka and like a 12 pack. I just want to have like two beers to fucking chill out. If I have that, like, then the whole next day I just feel like a pile of crap, and it sucks. So, and like I said, I researched the pill. I even called this doctor guy, which took me 3 days to get a hold of him. It doesn't say anything about it, but I don't know. Maybe just my body getting used to it, or like I said on LGR, maybe it's just like time to cut back. Oh, I also said something on LGR. I noticed this. This is like a behind the scenes. That's what the show should be, the behind the scenes. When in this last episode, you could, all right, here's a telltale sign of when Brandon drinks on the air. If you want to play this game at home, if I start mentioning people by like full name. Okay, like the belt story, I'd always just be like, I'd like give initials, or I'd say first name, but if I started giving people's full names, or trying to come up with their full names, you know I've had too many. Because I don't like to do that to people. Because, like, what if somehow somebody listened to it? I'd feel like a real fool after I, like, said their name. This is in reference to, I said there was, like, these two hot chicks when I was a teacher. But I also said that the guys who, like, talked about them were scumbags. Because I didn't. But they're pretty girls. I mean, you can know a 17-year-old pretty girl when you see one. I thought it was scummy the way the teachers had talked about it. But then I got a roommate named Uncle Luke, and it seems actually par for the course now. But, what do we got here? This is just a Miller Lite. Nothing fun this week, dudes. I did have one. I had a beer the other day. What the fuck was that? Like, the Arrogant Bastard Ale has, like, a demon on it. Just delicious. But those big-ass fucking beers, they come in, like, wine bottles now. And they're, like, $15 for one of them. I'd rather just get, like, a couple of these silo cans for $6 from the Brodega down the street. Not the shitty selection, too, down there. The place I have a tab at, Ringside, they, like, have gotten more coolers in there. So they have, like, more choices, and they have, like, all the rating. Like, if you get a wine at a place, like, BevMo, if anybody knows that, it gives you a description, like a number on the wine. At this place, they have the same thing, but for beer. So if you want, like, a beer that's going to go better with this kind of food, you get, you know, whatever it is. Amstel Light or whatever, you know, the brewery is. So I do a lot of sniffing on the show. It's like my, how, like, Luke, his in between, like, if he has nothing to say, he'll just, like, swear. Like me, I go like that. That's a pickup for this show. I don't do it on LGR. Because I just turn my head away from the mic when I do that. Yeah, I went out last night to Dimples. Oh, hang on. Speaking of Ringside. Yeah, that's the story I want to tell you. I have a tab at a liquor store, which is very 1930s. And the whole way this came about was, I was going to the store. Like, it was on my way to work. And I took, like, a bus. I took a bus and then I would, like, walk to work. And it was, like, the last stop before I got to work, so either I grab, like, a beer, or I'd grab, like, an energy drink, or, like, chips, or gum, whatever I needed for my shift at work. Yeah, it's not cool, but, like, I'd get, when they had all the energy and liquor drinks, like, Sparks, or Juice, I mean, they're still out there, but I was drinking those, like, a bunch. I'm like, oh, yeah, they're not gonna fuck you up like normal drinks. Complete the opposite, because they're malt liquor, they got caffeine in them, and alcohol, it's not good for you. And, I'd stop at the Ringside, get whatever, and then go to work. And one time I would take my office is like four, not even cubicles, it's like a big office, but like mine, and there's like six people in there, but mine's kind of cut off like a cubbyhole. Like I could shut a door, like I could have it closed off if I wanted to, but it'd be weird if I did, but like nobody could really see me unless they're trying to. So I'd have this like energy liquor drink. Oh man, I can't even remember what this one was called, but it like, you cracked it and you could smell it. Not the liquor, but, like, the shitty energy shit that's in it. It smelled so bad. And I went to get up, and I knocked the whole damn can over all over the floor on my computer. And I'm, like, patting it down. Like, nobody even noticed. It just stinks like dirty, like, malt liquor. And I'm, like, patting down the whole thing. And so I got it at this place, Ringside. Luckily, they don't sell it anymore. I got it one other time. And I drank it and then just puked. I think that's it. It was by the same company who made Steel Reserve. Because both those products, I've taken a sip of and just puked. And then refused to ever have them again. That's one thing, man. I gotta say, my liver's gotta thank me for not drinking that Steel Reserve shit. It's like, what's his name? Not Reverend Run, but the DMC. And that Behind the Music special. He said like he drank so many 40s, like a day, for like the time they were famous. So like he was 40, then he started like just puking up blood, and then that's when he decided like it was time to stop drinking 40s, you know. So I guess the two times I puked up some kind of green substance, I decided like it was time to stop drinking malt liquor made by the Steel Reserve Company. So at Ringside, I go in there, and I'd either have like a credit card or cash, like and most Americans, and I'd pay. And the one time I go, and my card doesn't have any money on it. And I'm like, shit. And the guy goes, listen, I'll write it down and just pay, you know, tomorrow. The guy who owns the place. The guy who owns the place's son. He's like 31, he's like my age. There's him. The dad, who's like 60. It's cool. And they're like Iranian Christians or Iranian. Yeah, they're Iranian Christians. But they're pretty cool. It like runs in the family because they both work there and like live across the street. And then the brother bought his own liquor store down in Manhattan Beach. Like he has a liquor store on the beach. So he kind of like got an upgrade. And so it was the guy who was working at the time. And then Eric is like their main dude. Eric works like, if there were 8 days in the week, he would work 8 days. Because the guy's there every day for like 10 hours. So they must pay him well or something. Like I go in there and have, it's like a barbershop. There's this weird, creepy bum dude, Clippers guy, who he's always up there. And he's just hanging out. And they're talking sports. And like, because Eric likes the Dodgers. I like the Dodgers. And this Clippers guy likes the Dodgers and the Clippers. That's why we call him Clippers guy. And I never knew that that was like a thing. We just always said, oh, there's Clipper guy like walking down the street. You know, like he's a derelict. And the one time I'm like asking him, he's like, yeah, check me out on, check out my email and stuff. It's ClipperJimmy@yahoo.com. Like, you're kidding me. Like, your actual email address is ClipperJimmy. I think you can look it up. Look it up. Everyone like email him. Say what up to him. I don't think he drinks though, but he might do drugs. I bet he's on SSI too. I've always wondered this. He's always at the bar, but he doesn't drink. Like, we at the draft, the sports bar around the corner, they would have like bingo night. And if you like won, you get like a free drink or something, a free appetizer. And like twice I was there with him, not with him, but he was at the bar and, you know, I was friendly enough with him that like he won and he's like, okay, you want to drink? Cause I don't drink. Like, I don't know why he played then, just for fun, I guess. But then I would take the drink from him. So like all of us hang out at the liquor store. Like I've been in there for like 45 minutes at a time, bullshitting about baseball and stuff. Like, I've shit in that liquor store bathroom more than my own apartment, I think. Okay? If that makes any sense to you. Like, they had, they switched for like a month and they started having a key on, to open it with a key instead of just being open because it's like behind the coolers in the back. And they were going to give me a key because how much I use it. Oh my God. I can't believe I just told that story. That's ridiculous. They were actually going to give me a key to use the liquor store bathroom. Oh man. The shitty thing about it is, if you haven't already heard this, but is that like, toilet's right next to the parking lot, so like you gotta shut the window, but if you're taking a shit, like you kind of want some air in there, but like anybody walking by could look in and like, you know, watch you taking a dump. So I don't know, it just kind of sucks. So the guy goes out, just come back, you know, and you know, pay tomorrow. And he writes it on like a little piece of paper and tapes it to like the counter. So I went home, I had money, you know, at home. So the next day I'm going and I pay him, like, you know, thank you. And I'm like, I wonder if that, you know, another day that I'm destitute, like 2 months later, I go and I pull the same trick. I'm going to scan my credit card, but I know that there's no money on it. And he's going to say, it's okay, just pay me later. Sure as shit, it does work. So I do that about 3-4 more times. He goes, you know, I'm just going to start writing in the book. They have a book, which is a black and white composition, one like you'd get like in first grade and all throughout high school to like keep your stuff in. Not a spiral, but it has that black shit on the side. And, there's about 15 names in there, and, you know, though I'd say the highest tab I ever had in there was, like, $300, but that, like, I didn't pay it for, like, 2 months, and I bought, like, all kinds of bottles of shit, like, for a party or something, you know, and once in a while, like, if I see the old man, he'll be like, so you're gonna pay, but nobody else, like, really cares. One dude has, like, an entire page, like, you think I'm bad, and I think he just, like, he gets, like, a big check every, like, 3 months. And that's like his grocery store. Like he buys like cereal in there. Cause it's not liquor stores back in Buffalo where it's just liquor. Like this is like a 7-Eleven. Like it has like all kinds of food and Hot Pockets and sodas and shit and booze, you know, and like cleaning products. I've bought like Arm & Hammer there before. So I start like getting on the book, as I call it. And like nobody can believe it. And I go in there a couple times, like for my birthday, the first time someone saw it, it was with Scotty, Rocks in the Sink. And I'm like, oh, can I get the honey jack and this and that? I go, okay, can you put on the book for me? And Eric's like, yeah. I go, okay, thanks, man. I'll see you later. And Scott's like, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen. It's because I still had, like, a tab at a liquor store. So a girl I was talking to one time had a sister, and her boyfriend lived right around the corner from the liquor store. And I would go hang out with them a couple times, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to the store. You guys want anything? He goes, I'll go with. And we go to pay. This is not a lie. I can't believe I never told her. He, you know, like $12 or whatever. And we both go put it on the book. Like, he also had a tab at the same liquor store and, like, still does. And then they stopped talking, so I hadn't seen him. But the only time I ever see him is at the liquor store. I've seen him there 5 times in the past 2 months. Just, he'll go in there, like, because he's riding his bike and get, like, a water and, like, put it on his tab, you know, where I'm on my way home and getting, like, a bottle of wine or a bunch of beer. Or, like, I owe someone $10, so I buy them a bottle. That's been, like, my thing. Like, if I don't have money, I'm like, okay, we can borrow your car. Like, say, Luke, for example, or I'll be like, do you want something from the store? Or if they're like, okay, well, what do you guys want, beer, beer, beer? I'll go, like, just give me the money and I'll go get it. I'm like, I get a better price on it. I don't get a fucking better price on it. But then I'll keep the money and just put it on my tab. And then when I get my paycheck, I'll pay it. I'm that guy who, like, I don't know if any of the listeners are like that, but we're like, I always think about, like, well, I'll just put it on a credit card, like Macy's. Like, it's always people's birthdays. And Luke always rips on me because I, like, he says I'm an asshole because I pay for all these gifts for people when I don't have money. He's probably right. I mean, I think I get this from my parents. But I'm like, all right, well, Scott and Chelsea's birthday or Christmas coming, I'll get them something from Macy's, you know, or cheese. I'm like, for your birthday, let's just do, like, a shopping spree and spend, like, $300, where if I just would have got, like, one gift, it would have been, like, $100, you know? But I don't have money at the time, so I just put it on the card, and then the shit just builds up. It's the same way at the liquor store, you know? Like, even when I was not drinking during Lent, I still, like, ran up a tab because, like, as I was walking by, I'd get, like, a vitamin water and a pack of gum, you know? And after a month of that every day, it adds up. You know what I'm saying? Let me get a swig here. Doggy. But, yeah. This is a good episode about the liquor store. Ringside Liquors. You want to look it up? I think they have a website. They deliver, too. Like, all liquor stores are here. They deliver, but I don't know who the hell delivers. Because every time I've ever been in there, it's just one person working. I've never seen it closed down. So unless somebody, like, just sits in the back, or if you call them, like, to deliver, they're just like, nah, I can't do it. Because they all have signs that say, we deliver. It has to be, like, over $10. And then you can get, honestly, you can order, like, a bottle of scotch and Coke to your house. And they bring it and then probably charge you, like, it says free delivery. So I don't even know how that works. I got to know how that works. Because I'm going to ask them next time. It makes no sense. They just, in the same liquor store, they move their nudie mags to, like, right next to the counter. And there's, like, a school down the street. That kind of bothered me. I mean, they're, like, right there. I mean, it just doesn't show, like, you know, boobies and bush, but it just shows, like, you know, Cherry gets her asshole eaten out. You know, I mean, kids can fucking read. I mean, the LAUSD school system is pretty bad, but they can still read that. You know, they know what a fucking Playboy is, I hope. I wonder if kids do know what Playboys are. What if kids are enticed by, like, alcohol, like, the way I was, like, growing up? Because it always seemed, like, cool. You'd see, like, you know, you'd go out and, like, they're like, oh, yeah, you got smashed last night. And they talk about, like, a story and look like so much fun. Then you realize, like, you're in your 30s and you're like, that is me now, but it's not fun the next day. All I do is bitch about drinking on the show. Why do I even bother anymore? I don't know. I need you guys to comment. Tell a friend. Do your own shows. That's what I'm talking about right there. Start, you know, any of you guys who listen to any of these shows, I'm doing 3 podcasts. And I'm saying they all stink. Not one of them's good. But at least it's out there. There's material. Now, again, that's when I was looking back. I had Googled myself today. And just because at work we have to, if we have a new hire, like, Google them. Like, see if they have, like, a rap video or a porno or something. Yeah, I don't know. That's what they have us do now. So I Google myself. And I'm like, oh, man, let's hope. And oddly enough, the podcast didn't come up. I think because he doesn't use my last name, which is good. Because it's not a very easy last name and it's not very common. But, like, everybody should be doing podcasts, man. I want this Looking Good Radio to be a network and we all have shows on it. Like, I don't want to do the show, this liquor license. But I'm doing it to show that we can have more than one show on there. So Dudes in Buffalo, do a show. Rocks in the Sink, do a show. Tree Man. Well, you can't because you're trying to get a job or whatever that nonsense is. Quinn, if you ever listen, do a show. That's all I'm saying. Right? All right. So back to the liquor license. I wish I had, like, a sponsor who, like, let me try new products. Like, honestly, did you remember that episode of Cheers? Which, listen, Cheers was, I think the last episode was when I was 11, 10. But it was, like, always on. And I do remember watching the one, because it was, like, weird, because they weren't at the bar, because obviously 95% of the show happens at the bar, is Norm, and he's, like, a beer tester, and he tells them, like, everything that they need to fixing the beer and why it's good, why it's bad, and they're like so impressed with him. And then I forgot why he loses the job, but like it was like the perfect job. And like I was even thinking about it because one of my friends is a tester at Budweiser. There's a couple big Budweiser plants out here. You can't tour anymore, but you can see them from all the major highways. And this guy, like, he would bring into Pins, because he worked there, like, a couple different beers. And it'd be, like, XC2, you know, because, like, they're testing out a different flavor and things. Like, so, like, when you see now, you see, like, the Budweiser Black Crown or Platinum, the Clamato one. That's the one I like. When you see these kind of beers out there, like, they obviously had to be tested, and there's probably a million of them, and these are the ones they picked. But yeah, that's what this guy actually did, so it was pretty, it's a pretty titch job. Sorry, that's my phone. I don't know where the frig it is. Should have plugged it in. Sorry. Who is this? This is a Royal Too Large mic. Hey, dude, want to come over and suck my dick? Wow, that's weird. I'm just kidding. No, it's a humongous picture of an alligator they found by my parents' house. I don't know. Yeah, we should take like a poll on the show of the 1.5 listeners. I count myself as a half because I do the show, but I never listen back to it. I do listen back to LGR. Is it like they have an ego problem because I like listen to my own podcast? I don't listen to sports when I'll tell you that I stopped. I couldn't. Those two go on too much about stats and stuff that I can't listen back to that one. I could be on it, and they got all mad at me yesterday because I'm talking about how black guys hate gay guys. Again, see, when I have liquor in me, I say the truth. Because black guys do hate gay guys. If you guys don't realize that, like, you talk to one straight black guy, they fucking hate gay guys. I don't know what it is, but I'm preaching this on every one of my shows just so it becomes a message. And I'm not even saying it's a bad thing. It's whatever they want to do. It's how they feel. I don't know. I don't know why it's a thing, but it is. So, I wish I was more wasted for the show. I said like a beer. I like the Sam Adams Alpine Spring. That's a good one. And you beer drinkers out there, it's one of their seasonals. Like how they have the Oktoberfest, and they got one for summer. I think it might just be summer ale. This one's called Alpine Spring. It's only out in the spring, but it's got a real hoppy taste to it, which normally I don't care for. But this one's like really like a smooth feel to it. And anybody else out there who, like, if you like rap music and you're an alcoholic, listen to Kendrick Lamar. Like, every one of his songs is about drinking. Because I guess his family has, like, a history of, like, alcoholism. So, like, every song is, like, some other... It's refreshing because most rappers, all they talk about is fucking weed and, like, bitches and cars and shit like that. So, if it's just about drinking... of course, there's songs about it. But him, I actually think he really does drink and talks about his grandfather being an alcoholic and whatnot. If you don't know Kendrick Lamar, you gotta give him a chance. Doggy! Sorry, I had to take a sip there, bros. But yeah, liquor store out here is definitely like a barbershop in New York City. It's just a bunch of dudes hanging out, and like everybody who walks in like knows the dudes behind the desk's like name, because like they're local like little place. It's just funny, like, because when it, just growing up, like, we go to a liquor store, but the liquor store's only open, like, 12 to 8, and it just had, like, hard liquor. That's it. Like, if you wanted, like, a bottle, it's so weird to me now, because I could, like, I can get a bottle of wine, a Coke, a bag of chips, and a bottle of, like I said, scotch at the liquor store all in one sitting. But back home in Buffalo, if I wanted, like, Jack Daniels or something, I'd have to go to a liquor store, then go buy my mixer somewhere else, and buy beer there as well. So, like, you have to go to the liquor store, then the supermarket, or, you know, like, the gas station. Here it's way more inclusive. I just wonder who comes up with these laws and why. Like, why that would even be a big deal, like, one way or another. Like, there's some 7-Elevens out here, because there's basically 7-Elevens on every corner. And every corner there's not. It's like a Starbucks. And some don't sell booze. And I don't know that it's not because they don't have their liquor license, but it's something about being a proximity to the school. Okay, without selling booze, but they sell all kinds of tobacco products. Don't you think it would be all-inclusive, too? Because supposedly, like, Joe Camel and tobacco products are very, like, you know, like, kids find them, like, how many times do they get sued? Because kids think that it's, like, cool, and that's why they want to start smoking. Like, I don't hear a lot of people saying, like, oh, that Miller Lite can is, like, so fucking in vogue. I can't wait to start drinking, you know? I mean, that might have been the dumbest comment I ever made, but hopefully somebody got kind of what I was talking about there. Because I don't know that I did. All right? I was going to talk about one other thing I was laughing about. I don't know, man. Liquor shits. If you ever have those. Like, I try to tell... I work with a bunch of kids sometimes, and they'll come in hungover because they're 19, 20 years old. And they just, you know I'm like a professional drinker. I don't think they know I drank it before and or during or whatever with work. But they're going to be like, I go, listen, go get yourself like some greasy-ass fast food and a Gatorade. It'll knock that out. But I don't like, because sometimes they're girls, and I don't want to be that gross. Unless I tell them to listen to Looking Good Radio, and then they have a totally different view of me. But it's because you eat that greasy food, you're going to shit, and you get all the fucking liquor and booze and everything out of your body, you know? But it's like, you don't, as a fucking kid, you, like, don't realize that. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't until, like, somebody told me. They're like, dude, if you're feeling that hungover, like, go get some Arby's down, yeah? You know, those big-ass orange Gatorades. And I shit my brains out. I'm like, I think it's more about the shitting than the food, you know? But I didn't want to tell the guy that because he thought he was, like, a really smart dude. DP Recreation Department, dude. Big shout-out. Those are all my homies. Used to drink beer there. I remember the day 9/11 happened. I went to, I was working. It was weird because like they'd have summer hours, for, like because we were considered seasonal, but where we all worked 40 hours, and then during the winter you only get 20 hours because it's only open so long for the ice rink. And like up until, October, November when they turn the compressors on and the ice starts to generate. I'd still go in there and, like, you know, get a pay. Like, I'd come in and, like, I was at school, 9/11 happens, and I get there after school. Like, I left school. I'm like, this is just a weird day. I want to get home. And I get to the rec, and they're, like, wasted. And they're talking about they want to go beat up the Indian guy who lives next door to me. I'm like, calm down. But these dudes, like, I guess thought the end of the world was coming, so they went out and got, like, a 30-pack and just started pounding. Like, six dudes just started pounding. So it was more than 30-packs. These were big guys. And so I'm like, all right, fuck it. Give me a couple beers, you know? And the one guy looks at me and goes, just look over there. That's where Niagara Falls is. You know, they got like a, they power all New York City, man. You're going to see it. If you see a big flash come on the horizon, just raise your beer. Raise your beer and say, fucking kiss it goodbye, dude. Kiss it fucking goodbye. I'm like, okay. And then I actually tried to go to the gym after that. This is when I was going to the gym, not like now. But like I would actually work out like 3-4 times a week. And I tried to, I had like 5 beers. And I try to go gym. I'm like trying to lift all these heavy weights, and they're like falling. I'm like, okay, I was honestly in the gym for like 17 minutes. Like, I walk in and like whatever, and like, then I leave 17 minutes later. They just give me like the oddest look because there's this huge muscle bound dickhead at the desk, probably like fucking pussy dude. No wonder you're such a piece of shit, you know. Sorry, that wasn't about liquor, but that was a fun story. Anyways, guys, I'm hoping everyone enjoys the show. If you think it's fucking stupid, like. I don't feel bad, just tell me. It's probably fucking stupid. I mean, it's fun to talk about, but maybe I'll get a guest on or something. Maybe that, yeah, that's probably break up the monotony a little bit. Get someone like Scotty or something just to talk about booze. But, I don't know. I will see you guys next month. Have a great month, and get some down, yeah.